Let's turn to Psalm 46. We've been singing a lot about the Lord being our refuge, and I'd like to just take a few moments to look at that psalm with you. I'm sure it's very familiar to you, and the reason it is because we have found so much blessing in Psalm 46 that we've read it over and over, we've heard it preached on, we've prayed over it. You know, there are portions of Scripture like that. Why are they so familiar to us? Because we have found so much blessing, and every time we return to them, there's more for us. Psalm 46 is like that. God is our refuge and our strength. It says a very present help in trouble in the King James. Other translations say an ever-present help in trouble. And I think that those are two sides to the coin. He's very present, which means he's very near to us. In times of trouble, God is very near to us. There are times when we sense the nearness of Jesus in times of trouble in a way that we don't sense at other times. Have you noticed that? I remember reading about Richard Wurmbrand. There was a book written, Tortured for Christ. It was very popular when I was a teenager. It spoke about the persecuted church, and it spoke about some of the experiences that he went through, being arrested because of his faith, tortured in prison. And he said, he was there in prison, didn't know what would happen from day to day. The prisoners were beaten and so on. And he said, but there were times when God came so close to them while they were there in prison. And after he got out of prison, some years later, he said, sometimes I wish I was back in prison feeling Jesus so close and knowing his nearness like I did in prison. Well, it's interesting to us that I'd rather be back in prison experiencing Jesus the way I did there than be out and not walking or sensing his nearness. Well, I'm sure he learned. He learned to continue to seek God, and God came to him over and over again, in prison, out of prison, whatever the case may be. But it's so true that sometimes when your heart is broken, Jesus is so near. When you're not well and your health is broken, sometimes you sense that God is right there with you. And you know if he's there, he's going to get you through. You know if he's there, that his touch isn't far away. And so, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble, and an ever-present help in trouble. There's not a trouble that may come into my life which is beyond God coming to help me. He's always, always there for me, and always will be. And whenever I turn to him, I find that he's listening. He's working. He's wanting to help me. Praise God. Therefore, will not we fear, because God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble, we won't fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. What does that sound like? Sounds like a tsunami. It sounds like a tremendous earthquake. Sounds like the person's world is being turned upside down. I've met people whose world was turned upside down in a moment. They got that call. There was an accident or something, and their world was turned upside down like that. And yet God says if something like that should happen, we need not fear. Oh, there's a place where we can run to and we can hide and we can find peace and comfort and hope. And that's, of course, in Christ. And then he talks about a river. He says there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Here's a picture of a city, and there are these tabernacles, there's a river flowing through the city, and of course that river brings refreshing and life. Sunday morning we talked about being planted by the rivers of water, and that our leaf doesn't wither and our fruit grows and we bear fruit in its season. Praise God. And it's talking there about the Holy Spirit and just drawing from the Lord everything we need. And so he says, here's the people of God, and when they come together, a river starts to flow. Where Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm right there in the midst. And oh, how many times we've experienced that in meetings like this, or just a husband and wife, or two friends joining hands in the name of Jesus. A river starts to flow that maybe we couldn't touch by ourselves, but he, by united faith, he comes to us. And then he says, God's in the midst. He'll keep you. He'll keep you from falling. He'll keep you from being moved and stumbling. God will hold you. God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, is right there with you in the midst of your trouble. And you can trust him to hold you and carry you through and make you the better for it. Praise God. Brother Edwin used to tell a story about an ancient city where the enemy had come to attack. It was a walled city, and so the enemy came. And the enemy surrounded the city. And we read that when we read about Sennacherib attacking the city of Jerusalem and in the days of Hezekiah. And they would surround the city. And they would stay there sometimes for months, sometimes for years, if it took that. They wouldn't let anybody out of the city to get any supplies. They wouldn't let anybody in the city to bring in any supplies. After a while, all the food in the city was gone. And then they would try to cut off the streams, any streams that flowed into the city. They cut off their water supplies. And eventually the people started to starve, and they would eventually surrender. And that was the intent. But this city was different. They surrounded the city and they said, you might as well surrender because we're not going anywhere. None of you are getting out and nothing's getting in. We've cut off all your water supplies. You can only last so long. And they stayed and they stayed and they stayed. I don't know for how many months. And one day they said, oh, it's about time these people surrendered. So, you know, some commanding officer walked over to the wall and said, now, you know, why torture yourself any longer? Surrender. There's no way you're going to survive. And as he was talking, someone threw a fresh fish over the wall. I like to think it hit him in the head. I don't know. How did that happen? Well, they found out that in the city, there was a well, an underground well. From under the earth was flowing with fresh water. And there was all the fish they needed and all the water that they would need, and that those enemies could stay there for 10 years, they'd still have the water and the food that they needed to be sustained. And so after he got hit in the head with the fish, he said, let's pack it up, guys. There's no hope here. There's a river in that city, a river that we can't cut off. A supply that we can't touch. And that's the way it is in the life of the Christian. There's a supply that the enemy can't touch. Oh, we just look into our hearts and Jesus is there. And oh, we agree together and the river starts to flow. And the hope and the peace and the joy and whatever it is that we have need of to get us through and to glorify God is there for us. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. I want to stop there a second. Did you read that? He makes wars to cease. There's going to be an end to that battle in your life if you'll trust Jesus. Jesus makes wars to cease. This thing's not going to go on forever. You can claim that. Lord, you see this battle I'm in. You see this war. Lord, you said you make wars to cease. You break, what does it say here? He breaks the bow and cuts the spear asunder, and he burns the chariot in the fire. All these devices that the enemy is using to try to bring me down. God is with me. The Lord of hosts is with us. God of Jacob is our refuge. He makes wars to cease. He breaks the teeth of the enemy. And then he says here, be still. Know that I am God. Be still. Let me show you what I can do. This is beyond you. We find that often in being still, we experience God working, proving himself in ways that he doesn't when we try to help him out or interfere. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. When God's people are attacked, he takes that very personally. And the battle's not yours. He says, this battle's mine. And so I don't know what you're going through tonight. I hope this is for somebody here. But the Lord tells us, be still. I was talking to a lady by the campfire on the beach. And she said her son was in great need, and there were issues. And she tried everything. She tapped into every resource. And you'd get better, he'd get worse, he'd get better, he'd get worse. And it got to a point where the Lord just told her, take your hands off. I'll take care of it. And she had to learn to be still and let go. And she said, I'm going to stop trying any new methods or helps. I've done everything I know to do. Now I just need to trust God. And she said she's learning to just be still and leave it in God's hands. And she said, I'm beginning to see God work in ways that I didn't when we tried to seek all the help that was offered to us. And the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Praise God. Oh, teach us, Lord, how to trust you like that. Hallelujah. The best thing you can do when you're in a trial is draw as close to Jesus as you can. He is our refuge, our hiding place. He's our strength. He will not fail us. Amen. Praise God.